Let's go out to the phone line and bring on Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff and Swanton Lumber, Vermont and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center. Locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouses Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying a break between the rain, but even when it rains, my lawn needs it, and I don't have to shovel it, so I'm not going to complain that badly.
And it's not as hot as it was last week as well. What are we seeing out of this week over at the stores?
You know, it's kind of funny. I know we talk a lot about big projects and really exciting things, like, you know, like new roofs, new decks, new fancy power tools that come out. But I actually had a lady who came in today who I had a great conversation with. She was actually coming down to Lake Champlain. She has a camp. She's from Quebec, and she came down to work on her camp, and she had been to three or four other stores, and she needed these little metal turn buttons. Some people call them butterflies. And what it is, it just has two little wings on it. You put a screw in the middle of it, and you can turn it left to right, and it'll hold on like a storm door or something like that. People are kind of familiar with them for the back of picture frames and things like that. But she'd been all over the place, and she was so excited when she came in and found them. So it's really nice, you know, to get the big, exciting tools and the new battery-powered roofing nailers and the new fancy compressors. But at the end of the day, like the little stuff that we have that people are looking for, whether it's like a hook and eye or a specific hinge or like a cabinet pull, you know, the selection that we have is huge. Even the nuts and bolts aisle, we have a ton of standard and a ton of metric nuts and bolts. We even have people in automotive shops that come in and shop in the nuts and bolts aisles because they don't have stuff kicking around the shop. So, you know, it's not always the biggest, not always the fanciest, but we do have a huge inventory, and, you know, happy customers make happy employees.
I need a big project done. I need a chainsaw.
Yeah, we've talked about the chainsaw. I feel like I need to get, like, a doctor's note or something from you. I need to sign, like, some legal contract before we get you a chainsaw. Otherwise, you're going to be calling me from, like, the ER. You're like, hey, can't you call Kyle? You know, sorry, they're about to, you know, put me under and try to save my leg.
Well, you know, I hope I'm not that inept, but I suppose it's always possible. Every time I go to my parents' house in New York, I pick up a new landscaping project. That's why.
Oh, well, see, if you're going to use it for that and you're not going to be like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, then maybe I can help you out.
Okay, well, that would be good. Last time I tried to use a chainsaw, though, I took one run with it and the chain came off the blade. And I'm like, is this common or is this just a poor chainsaw?
It could be a combination of a couple things. If the bar gets worn out, the little track that your blade actually runs in can fall out, or if it's not tightened right, it won't hold it to the drive sprocket tight enough. So there's a couple reasons it could come off. But, yeah, it does happen every now and then.
All right. Well, this happened, like, within 1 second of using it, so I'm going to call manufacturer error on that one and look for a better one at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber, that's for sure. Anything else before we let you go today, Kyle?
Nope, nothing major. Just swing in and see us. We'll be glad to help you out.
All right, Kyle, much appreciated. Again, Six and Stuff, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouses Point, New York, and Swanton Lumber. Kyle, we'll talk next week.
Everybody be well.